pain of lawlessness. Violent crime, often linked with the war against drugs, has accelerated. From every city in the world come stories of drug-related shootings, stabbings, and assaults. A doctor in a Detroit hospital said that the saddest casualties are children. We have a whole generation of human beings within this urban area who could be so productive and helpful to humanity, but are being lost. We have kids 13 and 14 years old who are as hardened as anyone in a penitentiary. Look into their eyes, and you see these cold, blank stares, void of most moral values. In Los Angeles, police make drug arrests at a rate of over 1,000 a week, and that's less than one-fourth of what they think the real story is. Despite the passage of tough anti-drug laws and police dragnets, street crime, much of it drug-related, continues to surge. The nation's violent crime rate rose 10% in the first 6 months of 1990. Murders were up 8% in the first 6 months of the year, and armed robbery rose 9%. An FBI report showed that in the last few years, arrests for drug abuse violations rose dramatically and dangerously. I love New York and have many friends there, but the stories from that city are heartbreaking. It is reported as having 500,000 drug abusers, an amount almost equal to the population of Boston. In 1952, the city had 8,757 robberies. In 1989, there were 93,387. U.S. News and World Report stated in 1990, 21 cabbies were murdered this year. Girls were raped and then thrown off rooftops. A boy was tied up and set afire. And four small children were shot to death in drug wars within 3 weeks. Lawlessness is not confined to the city streets. Most law enforcement officers say the most dangerous calls are those related to domestic arguments. Beatings, rapes, and murder are also happening behind the white picket fences of our suburbs and small towns. Random violence, without any provocation or reason, is everywhere. No one is safe. We are a nation living behind fences and bars, not only in America, but also in the United Kingdom, Brazil, and many other countries. Pain of economic collapse. Fraud is rampant wherever we are. In the financial world, the cheating touches many of our pocketbooks. When a large savings and loan institution collapsed, the American taxpayers probably ended up paying some $2 billion in additional taxes. Real estate values have so many ups and downs that the financial institutions struggle with bad loans. Is there any doubt that we are a nation in debt? Part of our problem with debt is that we have confused needs with wants. Yesterday's luxuries are today's necessities. One of Wall Street's most notorious insider traders summed up this materialistic idolatry in a speech to graduate business school students.